The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Actually, today it would be Lance Zierlein, Bun B, and Chris Solis with Dell walking around the halls or sitting in here or in the studio. We'll see, because Harrison is here today. So, a lot of stuff going on today. The NBA trade deadline was the big news last night, yesterday, as Cleveland basically took their cartridge, took it out, blew into it really hard, put it back in, and then hit reset, and then tried to start over the entire season. And so the Cleveland Cavaliers, brand new team, because they made a bunch of trades yesterday. Dwayne Wade out, is back in Miami. That almost seemed like a mercy trade. Like Cleveland said, look, Dwayne, we know this didn't work out the way you wanted it to. We're going to let you go home and hang out at home. We're just going to trade you back so you don't have to hang out in Cleveland for this disaster.
Right.
That's what it seems like
to me.
Take
a victory lap in Miami.
That's exactly what it looks like. Maybe let him play.
He never sold the house. You know?
No.
Yeah.
Gabby's still by the beach waiting on him.
Never sold the house by the beach to go to Cleveland? No.
No.
He did not. No. Is Cleveland where you got into a little scrap? Wasn't it in Cleveland or no?
Which scrap?
The Vice scrap?
No, that was...
Where was that?
Was it Cleveland? Yeah, I think so.
I
that
think
was
it
by
was.
The RNC.
Yeah, wasn't that where it was?
Outside was in
of it?
Philly. It was in the center. No, it was Cleveland, actually.
Okay. That's where I thought.
Oh, yeah, when you were with Vice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doing the,
I wouldn't call that a scrap. I thought you meant
well,
like a real. I
thought nah.
No, heated conversation.
Like rap, I thought you meant rap show.
No. I meant just like, wait, what? And then what I saw that. I said, ooh, it got a little frosty in Cleveland. It's frosty right now for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They get rid of Isaiah Thomas, send him to the Lakers in a deal basically where Isaiah Thomas went from the darling of the NBA last year with the Boston Celtics to now an expiring contract next year for the Lakers that they wanted to take on so they could make room for two stars.
Don't the Lakers get fried too?
Yep. Yeah.
Another
expiring contract.
Yeah.
The Lakers took on two players with expiring contracts that they're expected to walk away from so they can pursue
LeBron.
LeBron and Paul George is the thought. Now, they're saying two elite stars.
Right. So they also have the Cleveland's protected first-round pick, which is another chip to take on another expiring contract.
Golly, they're going to have the money. Look at Magic making things
up to
happen.
$70 million they'll have.
That's enough.
Yeah, that'll do two stars.
That's enough. And so now the league is turning into only teams with multiple stars, and that's it. And everyone else is. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, that's the system. And if teams can create enough space. At first, the thought was, well, every team has got a chance to, you know, you can pay a bunch of. This is back when everyone thought that you'd have a $10 million player and a $14 million player and a max player. And NBA teams figured out, how about we just try to get two or three players and pay them as much as we can and just fill in the rest with however we can. Mid-level exceptions, veterans who are willing to take less to come try to win a ring, things like that. And that's really the model now. The question is, I think the Houston Rockets are going to be in contention for LeBron. If LeBron wants to leave so he can go somewhere where that gives him the best chance to win a championship, which it looks like that's what he's trying to do right now, I mean, you have a hard time selling me that Lakers, if that's what it's about, that Lakers are greater than Rockets in that regard.
Well, no, I'm surprised that people think, I mean, does he really consider a West team?
Yeah, well, the balance of power would totally shift if, I mean, it already is. The West is
the best.
Easily, far and away. If LeBron goes out West, what's left in the East? I guess it's
Celtics. That's what I'm saying.
Celtics, you said Celtics.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, you don't have a lot more.
You've got Milwaukee.
But I think what you're referring to is now you got to mess with the Rockets and the Golden State Warriors in the West. In the East, yeah, you got the Celtics, but, you know, it's not a lot after that. You're going to be okay.
And this is all about the fact that they just haven't been competitive in the East? What makes him think he just comes to the West and just takes over? You know?
That's the thing that bothers me is it's not just – we just saw with Cleveland this year, it's basketball more than any other sport is about chemistry. I mean, it's definitely a lot about chemistry. And this Rocket team has had pretty good chemistry but not quite been there. And then Dwight
that experiment.
And James didn't have the right chemistry. And they hit, and now I think they, you know, it's like puzzle pieces. Daryl didn't completely throw the puzzle down and start over. He just kept sliding pieces around, like one of those, you know, slide games that we used to have as a kid. Where you slide it over, up. He kept waiting until he got the right fit, and it feels like the Rockets have the right fit chemistry wise. It feels like Chris Paul is enough alpha and enough leader and enough good teammate that he's the perfect fit next to James. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, no, he's a hard down competitor. I mean, he comes to play. He comes to win. He's a leader mentally as far as the locker room goes. And when James is off the court, he picks up, you know, right where they left off. I mean, you look at the record, they're so much better with Chris in the rotation. And, again, you know, he's an easy guy to work with. You know what I'm saying? He's not a difficult person to work with, but he is a very strong competitor. But he's not there to get in the way of whatever James has done or whatever James is doing. It's like, let me get in and do the best that I can to be a good fit for this team. And it's paying off. And to me, it's paying off really good. I mean, undefeated on the road, you know, coming back home, that's what you want to see, because obviously they're going to have a good fit at home, but can they take that show on the road? And the answer is, hell yeah.
Yeah. Paul is... he's not a young man anymore.
No.
He hasn't had that much success in the playoffs. So I just see him as still hungry.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think the alpha, he's still an alpha dog, but he's willing to defer a little bit. He sees the younger player on the team in James Harden. Mm-hmm. He just wants to be the leader. He just wants to push farther in the playoffs.
Well, leader is a term that I think people get confused a lot. I think in sports, I think you assume that the highest paid guy is the leader of the team, which isn't true. I mean, if you look at rock bands, people think the lead singer is the leader every time, but that's not true. You look at Metallica, you would think James is the leader, but Lars is the guy that really kind of calls the shots in the back. So it's really about who has that leader mentality, and a part of being a leader is knowing when to step back and let the younger, better trained, better fitting people come in and do what they need to do in order for everyone to get the W. And that's Chris Paul.
That's, yeah, I think that's a good point you make about what leadership is, because Chris Paul, you know, Chris is all about ball. We know James is going to have his fun. James is a phenomenal player, but you don't have to try very hard to see that James is going to go out and have fun when he wants to have fun. That's part of his. He's going to live that life, too.
He's 24, 25 years old.
Yeah.
Worth $200 million.
Yeah.
He should.
He's got the ways and means.
Yeah, he does. He has both. I've got ways, but it's just on the phone, and it's an app.
I've got mean, but...
No more ways.
Yeah.
But Chris Paul, on the other hand, is exactly what you guys said. He is all about ball. He just wants to win badly, really, really competitive. And I was in a group setting with him where he was talking about when he's done at the game, you know, with the game at Toyota Center, he comes home, he goes up to his second or third story, whatever it is, and he just watches.
Three. He's got three.
Third stories. Yeah, it's his third story.
Yeah.
And then all he does is just watch basketball. That night's games that he's taped, because he wants to see if he can pick up anything that he can get a read on. And he told this story about one time he noticed there were certain referees who would let you get the ball in a little quicker than other refs. And he said he took advantage of it. The next game, those guys were there. Yeah, he got a hold of his teammates and said, hey, this guy, I can get in a little earlier. I'm going to do some hit-aheads. So let's, you know, I want to make sure you guys know that, because they're probably not going to let us, once we do it once, they're probably going to get back on defense. And sure enough, he was able to get two or four extra points out of that, just because that's something he had found, almost like a poker player. You found a tell on one of the officials and knew that he could get points off it. That's how he is. James's tells are going to be different, what he's looking for late at night, than Chris Paul.
Yeah.
But it's working for the Rockets.
Back,
I know that.
Back to the ways it means.
Yeah, exactly. So, Rockets didn't do anything, by the way.
And Chris understands that.
No, Chris knows where he is. Chris has never been that guy. He's notorious for, he's had the high school sweetheart he's been with forever. He's never, they've done stories on, he's the family guy, whatever. But he knows how the NBA works. He knows there's superstars. All that matters is James is balling out. The rest of the stuff is his personal life. And as long as it doesn't leak into his play or his Richard performance, Wall. Which it certainly hasn't at this point of this season, there's no question about that. James right now is on a MVP tear. He's averaging 31 plus points a game, and he is just not sliding back. Daryl Morey, rumor has it he was sniffing around on some trades. Nothing materialized. Doesn't mean the Rockets won't do something at some point after the deadline, signing a veteran, you know, things like that. But Boris Diaw, I saw a story where some teams are already contacting him about, he's 35 years old, most playground-ass basketball. I mean, not playground, but he's like YMCA-style basketball.
Driveway style. He's a blacktop.
Yeah. And at age 35, teams are like, he'll do a little of everything, and he's really good in the locker room. Let's add him. So he's a, you know, the Rockets might try to go after a guy, you know, kind of like that. But they didn't do anything trade deadline, and they really don't need to right now. I don't really see any pressing needs where Daryl Morey needed to do any, go out there and do much. The Cleveland Cavaliers, on the other hand, the LA Lakers, very interested. And Cleveland said, look, LeBron's going to roll. Let's get a new young nucleus. And they got guys that Larry Nance Jr., Jordan Clarkson, they got some young talent that is going to help them in the future. They made a smart move. The LA Lakers made a smart move. They immediately are set to clear cap space. So all this LeBron talk we've heard about in the future, they now are in that position. They now can do that. So,
but now that they've traded away the great young talent to get LeBron, well, doesn't they, LeBron find himself basically the in the same situation he was in Cleveland once he gets to LA?
See, that's why this can't be. That's why this bothers me about this idea that LeBron will go there for basketball reasons. That doesn't make sense. You want to tell me about something marketing-wise or quality of life for what he wants to live? Okay, that's fine if you want to sell me on that. But it doesn't make a lot of sense basketball-wise. Like, yeah, we're going to take away a couple of your really good pieces, and we'll let you have Paul George. Let's assume Paul George went over there.
Right.
And now go ahead and take on, you're a year older, LeBron. Now go ahead and take on the Rockets and take on the Warriors. I don't think his path to championships gets any easier.
Doesn't make sense to me coming through the West. Like, if they make this trade has to be so that he believes he has young players that will grow into what he needs them to be or will step up right now. But I just don't see him coming to the West and becoming a dominant force. I mean, not with the Lakers, not with them giving away, to me, two of their best players. Obviously, two young, really good players that would be even better next year when he, you know, if and when he would go to the Lakers. So it just puts, I don't know, I don't understand LeBron leaving at this point. Like, if
you
these
guys
kids
think there's any chance that he stays in Cleveland with these young players around him? And
I got to admit, what Cleveland did was pretty impressive.
Rodney Hood, I mentioned the Rodney Hood trade.
Rodney Hood,
like,
George Hill,
Rodney Hood. They hit reset with, they blew in the Nintendo cartridge and said, oh, younger players.
Now, obviously, it's going to be a little culture shock for the LA guys moving from Los Angeles to Cleveland. It's going to be
obviously
a bit different.
Yeah.
Right? But again, like I
thicker
said,
jacket. That's basically.
Well, jacket. Period.
Jacket,
I guess.
I know. You guys have mudslides here?
No.
Forest fire? No. But wait till the winter gets
bitter
here.
Bitter cold. Lake effect snow.
What do you have here? Well, we got LeBron.
How many football teams y'all have? Yeah. A half. We got like five now in L.A. back there. Well, we got the Browns, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So, yeah.
If you got throwback Cleveland Indian stuff, you have to get rid of it because we're getting a new.
Where are the spots that I need to avoid from a paparazzi standpoint? You're good anywhere.
Well,
guys, you should be good pretty much most anywhere here in
Cleveland.
Cheesecake
Factory can get a little hype on Thursday.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Might not want to fall up in Dick's or Wonder Mountain on the weekend.
Yeah. Wonder Mountain. We come back. That's Bum B, Chris Solis. When we come back, Jimmy Garoppolo is the highest paid football player in history. It's a sporty contract. You guys know Jimmy Garoppolo, right? San Francisco 49ers quarterback, the one who played seven games and is now the most valuable player in all the NFL. It's funny how those contracts work out, but that's just how it goes. We'll tell you how much Jimmy got and for how long. Also, the Houston Sports Awards took place, the first annual.
Yeah, I was supposed last to be night. There.
I was invited. I was a voter. Now, we'll do this on the other side. Okay. 7:14, get into it. I want to tell you about Men's Tee Clinic. Go to menstclinic.com, and you can see the three locations that they have here in the Houston area. One is in Pearland. That's a brand new one that opened up at Discovery Bay in 288. The other is at the one that I go to is at on Durham and I-10. Right there, Heights area location. It's right there next to a Starbucks. You can't miss it. And then there's a location in Cypress, which is really blowing up at 290 in Barker Cypress. Now, when you go into Men's Tee Clinic, they will test you. They will have your results in just, you know, in just a matter of minutes, and they'll tell you where your level is, and they explain everything to you. And if you are above the level, then you are not eligible for treatment. They're not going to give treatments to somebody who doesn't need it. If you are, however, low, then they can treat you, and most of the time it's covered by your insurance. And I'm going to tell you what, it changes your quality of life. Workouts are working better. Belly fat starts to disappear. Your energy level spikes. Your drive goes way up to where it used to be, and you can get back to being the real you. And don't forget that for some of you, even under the age of 40, you have the condition that starts to show up. So if you say, Lance, I've heard about some of the you know what you've said, some of the telltale signs are, but I'm only 37 years old. Well, get in there anyway and just go find out just to make sure. 713-568-1175 or check out the website for all the locations and for more information at menstclinic.com.
Everyone likes to dance to a happy. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.